Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mike Ralston, CEO of Blencow Resources. BRES is ticker. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin. It's always great to be here.
Yeah, and news of the day, exciting news, acquisition of nickel sulfide project in Uganda. So we're going to get into that and ask you the reasons why. And before we do that, as always, Mike, for people maybe not familiar with Blencow, just give us a brief summary as to what you're all about, please.
Okay, Blencow Resources is a London-listed company, as you said, BRES ticker. We acquired the Orem Cross graphite project in Uganda approximately two years ago. We've been developing it on a fast track ever since. We've got to PFS level now, and we are making great progress, and it's looking very, very good in tandem, I guess, with a battery metals market that's looking hotter all the time. And as you said a minute ago, overnight, we've just announced the acquisition of a new project, which is a nickel sulfide exploration project. I don't say it's literally next door, but it's very close to Orem Cross, which makes it highly synergistic, and we believe it's got incredible exploration upside and makes perfect sense in terms of being another battery metal to complement what we've got already.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a bit more about this then, because I say you've acquired this, an option to earn into this, and please describe this project and all its attributes if you could, Mike.
Okay, so we're obviously very excited about it. There's been $15 million spent by Rio Tinto and SEPA Resources over the past couple of years, which is an incredible amount of money. We're obviously the beneficiaries of all that work. They've done 19,000 meters of drilling, and essentially they've identified an 800-meter mineralized zone of massive sulfides, which contains three separate lenses at various depths. And our job is to expand this ultimately, to continue to explore, and ultimately, if we can, to deliver a JORC resource. So there's a project here that we think we're picking up for a very low entry price, which is lined up to only make payments as we have success down the line. So it's all, in a sense, working in stages. But very importantly, we believe that nickel is one of the most valuable commodities and metals going forward. Again, one of the key battery metals that is very much in demand. Nickel price is at record highs at the moment, and we think it's going to continue to rise. So yeah, very exciting times for us. We've got a program of works lining up to go there at Akila Congo, the nickel project that we've just acquired. And we really want to start adding a little bit of value. I want to hasten to say that we're going to do it in tandem with our graphite. We're not going to lose any momentum there. But the nickel definitely shows promise. And it was an opportunity that we felt we couldn't pass, especially as it's so synergistic in terms of location, and the same management team can drive both projects. So very exciting times, and I hope the market sees the value in it as we do.
Yeah. Well, explain, I mean, nickel as well, if you could. It operates in the battery, what part of the battery it makes up, and also the synergies delve into that synergy between Blenko developing this, both nickel and the graphite project together, if you could.
Well, it's interesting. Graphite has typically had many, many, over 100 different applications, which historically graphite's been used. And then, obviously, along comes electric vehicles using lithium-ion batteries, and everybody gets very excited because we're predicting literally hundreds of millions of EVs going forward, and those batteries require graphite. In exactly the same way, nickel has traditionally had many different applications, and it's been a metal that people have mined and processed and used for many, many years. But of late, over the last 2 years or so, it's really started to gain traction in the market, again, being an essential part of the lithium-ion battery on the cathode side, whereas the graphite is used on the anode side. But both are very important, and both are going to be key materials going forward in this EV expansion. So we are of the opinion that that's real, it's happening, and we believe that having two essential battery metals within our portfolio, one of which is already a project, the other one is just early stage. We're obviously got to do a lot more work to develop it into something commercial, but we think that having both of them in our portfolio is hugely valuable and presents massive upside for the company going forward.
Yeah, good stuff. And on cross graphite, it's still your main game and priority. Please explain, if you could, Mike, the progress here and continuation of the work programs underway at the moment, if you could.
Absolutely, and I want to stress that the Aurum Cross Graphite project is our priority. It always has been. We've got ourselves an exceptional project there. It's making a lot of progress. We're currently on the verge of getting a very decent JORC resource upgrade that will come through in the next couple of weeks. We're doing final stage metallurgical test work in Canada, which is looking incredibly good as we speak. And all of this is forming part of the pre-feasibility study that should be due out around the middle of this year, which is going to be the first step as we head towards our planning for a pilot plant in 2023, so we can become a graphite producer and line ourselves up for when this huge EV expansion and the battery expansion really takes off in the next couple of years. We want to be right up there, ready to take advantage of that in production, not sort of 5 to 10 years away like a lot of new mines will be. So lots of work to get there, of course. Fortunately, COVID restrictions are coming down, so we're planning to get back to Uganda. It's been a while since we've been able to get there, but very exciting to get back into the country. We've got a great team there who are working for us now and developing the projects. And yeah, it's just obviously exciting to have the nickel to add to the portfolio.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, Mike, you know the score here. If you could, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Blenko Resources to their watch list, please.
Well, Justin, yesterday we had an excellent advanced graphite project that we're making huge progress on at Aurum Cross. We've obviously still got that, and that's working very, very well at the moment in terms of where it's going to go and obviously that PFS to come out in the next couple of months. So that is the first tick. I think now the second tick is that we've added a very exciting nickel exploration project into the mix. And exploration upside is what really delivers the pizzazz and some of the fire that can really capture people's attention on the market, because a significant new find down there when we do some drilling or as a precursor do some EM work is definitely going to get the attention. And then thirdly, I would say both the graphite and nickel demand and prices are both rising very fast as we speak. We've seen graphite prices rise by 25 to 30% in the small fines area, which is selling into battery market over the last quarter. So there is progress happening there, and we expect to see that continue. Exciting times, as you can tell.
Yeah, well done, stuff. Mike, good to chat to you as always. And like I said, lots going on now, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Absolutely, Justin. Thank you again. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up.
When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.